13 more people have died in Victoria from COVID-19, the highest daily death toll in the current outbreak. The state has reported another 1,571 new infections from a record number of 79,000 test results. Meanwhile, a teenager has described the experience of nearly dying from COVID-19 after her family caught the virus from her sister's childcare centre. 17-year-old Celia has told the government's daily press briefing she was unvaccinated and put on a ventilator in hospital.
My health progressively got worse, and then one night I couldn't stop coughing. I was struggling to breathe. The day before, they said I had pneumonia. I had no idea what that was. I felt so many needles. I couldn't catch my next breath. There was so much commotion around me, and I didn't know what was going on. I was so scared, I was screaming, and I thought I was going to die.
And Victorians will be able to get vaccinated at their local gyms, cafes and shopping malls as part of a new neighbourhood pop-up program. Victoria is on track to reach its target of 70% of people fully vaccinated, slightly ahead of schedule, towards the end of this month. A lockdown in the Mitchell Shire on Melbourne's northern fringe will end from tonight and revert to the same restrictions as the rest of regional Victoria.